Last time we started talking about Siddur Kiddushin, different things to keep in mind at a chasana. So we mentioned that the Kenyan of Ishus is really composed of two parts. There's Kiddushin and then there's Nisuin. Kiddushin is accomplished with Kesef Shtar Ubiya, Bizman Azeh we do it Bishove Kesef with a Tabas. Nisuin can be accomplished in a host of different ways. In fact, we're machmir for many of these different approaches to Nisuin. The basic din of Nisuin, as the Ran writes, is that the husband brings the wife home to his bias. We said the difference between an Arusa and a Nisua is that a Nisua is an Eishas Ish Bevei Sabal. So if the husband brings the wife home, so obviously she's Eishas Ish Bevei Sabal, she's a Nisua. But there are other ways to accomplish Nisuin without actually bringing her home. And that's what we do at a chasana. First of all, the Rama says the basic way, the minig that we have, is to walk under what we call a chuppah, right? Chuppah, the Gemara calls Nisuin chuppah. But what does chuppah mean? So maybe it means what we call a chuppah, to walk under a canopy. That's a symbolic bias. Or it could be yichud, yichud haroi lebiya, that's also a symbolic bias. He doesn't really own the cheder yichud. There's a discussion if the chasan has to actually rent the cheder yichud from the caterer. Okay, the pashup shot is, even if he has to own it and he has to rent it, we imagine the caterer does whatever he has to do. The family of the chasan is paying, the family of the kal is paying enough for the chasana that mistama, they agree to do whatever is necessary. So if he has to own the cheder yichud, if he has to rent the cheder yichud to be called an owner, so the caterer has that in mind, that whatever has to be done to consummate the marriage, he's going to do. But many poskim say he doesn't actually have to own the room. He's going into the room. It's a room that's miyuchad for chasan and kala. That's the symbolic bias. That's taking her into his bias. And then we mentioned that the Mordechai has a shita, that badekin, that covering the kala with a veil, that's nisun. Now that's not a bias. You're not entering into a canopy and you're not going into a cheder yichud. So what exactly is going on? The answer is that covering the kala is, you know, covering the kala with the veil, it's symbolic of the fact that they are going to go home together, that they are going to live together as husband and wife. So that's viewed as a nisun, as a symbolic nisun, as a symbolic hachnosa l'rishuso. So she's viewed as an eishes ish b'vei sabah. Okay, these are the three basic shitas that we're machmer for at every chas. What's interesting, yes.
Modern day we do kiddushin also under the chuppah. Right.
Back
we do
the that's my next question. Right. What's interesting is that if we're machmer for all these types of nisuin, comes out that some versions of nisuin we do after the kiddushin. I mean, they do enter into the chuppah before the kiddushin, but they're also standing under the chuppah after the kiddushin. Right? So we do the chuppah after the kiddushin, we do the cheder yichud after the kiddushin, but vadekin is done before the kiddushin. Now, how does that work? It's sort of Moshe Kapoy, no? Isn't it sort of backwards? Benafuchu? Right? What are we doing nisuin before kiddushin? We describe that kiddushin and nisuin, these are two stages of ishus, and they accomplish different things. She is an ishus, she has the kiddushin. If she's mezana, she's chayav misa. If she wants to marry someone else, she needs a get. But she's not a full nisua, she's not a full ishus ish. The different shibudim that the Baal has for his wife, he has to support her, he gets the masiyadayim, the zchuyos, the shibudim, the fact that he's yoresh her, the fact that he's metameter, if he's a kohen, and she's nifteres. These halachas only apply to a nesua. So, like, how can you do nesua before kiddushin? What, if you do nesua, after the badekin, he's chayiv to support her, but if she's mezana, she's not chayiv misa? She doesn't need to get because there wasn't kiddushin, but nisuin was chal. It just doesn't make any sense. You can't have dini nisuin chal before kiddushin. So it seems a little mudna. How can we do the badekin before the kiddushin? It seems to be in the wrong order. So there happens to be a tshuvas Rashi that the Mordechai quotes that the order of nisuin and kiddushin is not maki. You can do nisuin before the kiddushin, but the question is how. How does that make any sense? So I thought maybe the answer is, I think Rabbi Shechter said this. Rabbi Shechter wanted to explain, based on the yisod that the Rav suggested, to try to understand what the Kinyan Yisuin is all about. You see, at first glance you think that Kiddushin Yisuin, these are two different Kinyanim, two parts of the Kinyan Ishus. There's a Kinyan of Kiddushin, a Maisa that you have to do to create a Chalos Kiddushin. And then there's a different maisa, as we described, different options of the maisa that you have to do to create a chalos nisun. And each one accomplishes different things. But there are two different kinyanim. That's one way to look at these different elements. The other way to look at it is that really the kinyan of Ishus is the kinyan of Kiddushin. The Maisa Kiddushin creates a kinyan Ishus. The problem is that if the Ishus Ish is not Beveis HaBaal, if you did the Kiddushin, but the husband is not taking her home yet, he's leaving her. It used to be at the time of the Gemara, they would do Kiddushin, and then 12 months later they would do Nisun. Right? They wait time. They wait a certain amount of time. The Mishnah in Ksubas and Afnan Zion says that they would give the Chasana and Kala 12 months to be Mefarnis themselves, to get the dowry together, to get themselves together for the Chasana, and then they would do Nisun. Then they would then the Chasana would go and take his wife home. So Chazal decided that's not a good idea. You know, Chasanim got lost, we couldn't find them, and then the woman couldn't marry other people. It wasn't a good situation, so they decided they should do the Kiddushin Nisun at the same time. It's not a good thing to do the Kiddushin and leave the Kala home, and then the Chasan is gonna go off, and then 12 months later they're gonna try to find each other. It's not gonna always work, and it's gonna create problems. So the Minhag developed that they should do Kiddushin Nisun together. Okay, but what is happening? Zokter Rav, really, the Kinyan of Ishus is the Kiddushin. The Kinyan's over. They do the Kinyan at the time of Kiddushin. It's just since she's not Beveis HaBaal yet, that Kinyan of Kiddushin can't accomplish everything that it should be able to accomplish. Ultimately, everything that happens as a result of the Kinyan Ishus is occurring through the Maisa Kiddushin. The Kinyan is really effectuated through the Kiddushin exclusively. But the problem is, if she's not Beveis HaBaal, then the only thing the Kinyan Kiddushin is going to accomplish is that she's an Eishes Ish, and if she's Mizana, she's Chayav Nisa. She's an Eishes Ish, and if she wants to marry someone else, she needs to get. That's all it's going to accomplish. For the Kinyan Kiddushin to accomplish that, now there are Shibudim between the husband and the wife. He has to support her. And there are Zechuyos, he gets the Masi Adayim, he gets whatever she makes. He's Yorish her. These kinds of Zechuyos and Shibudim that the Kinyan Kiddushin should really effect, they don't occur until she's Beveis HaBaal. Why? Because there's an impediment to the Kinyan Kiddushin. Until the woman is Beveis HaBaal, the status of the woman, the situation is such, since she's not Beveis HaBaal, the Kinyan Kiddushin can't effectuate all of the different chaluyos, all of the different halachas that the Kinyan Ishus is supposed to effect. But once she's Beveis HaBaal, once she's in a matzav, she's in a situation where she is Beveis HaBaal, so now the Kinyan Kiddushin doesn't have any impediment to it, so the Kinyan Kiddushin can be chal completely. The Kinyan Kiddushin is chal b'miktas, is chal ha-chatzon at the time of the Maisa Kiddushin, because then there's an impediment to the Kinyan Kiddushin. But once the woman is Beveis HaBaal, once you've done Nisuin, and now she's Beveis HaBaal, you've removed the impediment. You can call her an Eishes Ish Beveis HaBaal. And once you can call her an Eishes Ish Beveis HaBaal, the original Kinyan Kiddushin is going to effect these changes, these new halachas, the zechuyos and the shibudim of the husband, klape the wife, these halachas are going to be effected from the Kinyan Kiddushin. But now that she's Beveis HaBaal, there's no impediment to that Kinyan Kiddushin, so the Kinyan Kiddushin is going to be able to create a full Eishes Ish, and all of the halachas of the Ishus are going to be chal. The Rav had a tosis in Kiddushin on Daf Yud that he brought a raya from. We're not going to go into all of the lamdas, but that's the yisod of the Rav. The Kiddushin Yisun are not two different kinyanim. No, there's one kinyan Ishus, and that's the kinyan of Kiddushin. Kesesh Dan Bia, that affects the full kinyan Ishus. The problem is, it's nidla toli v'kai, it's only going to affect a partial chalos Ishus, as long as she's not Beveis HaBaal. Nisuin is just a matzav, it's just a situation to make her Beveis HaBaal, to remove the impediment to the Kinyan Kiddushin. Once you remove the impediment to the Kinyan Kiddushin, so then she's a full Eishes Ish Beveis HaBaal, and then the Kinyan Kiddushin is going to be able to be chal completely. What's the nafgamina? So we're going to get to the seder, we're going to get to the order of Kiddushin Nisuin. But what's a possible nafgamina? So one of the nafgaminas that Rav mentioned and others is, do you need Eidei Kiyum on the Nisun? Do you need Eidim on watching the Nisun, watching the Yichud, watching the Chuppah, watching Badekin? Do you need Eidei Kiyum? We know the Gemara in Kiddushin of Samachai says that someone who's Mekadesh and Isha without Eidim, the Kiddushin is null and void. It's completely meaningless. Because it says, Kimotsu ba'ervas dover. We learn dover dover from Mammon, right? Kiyokum al pishneidim yokum dover. Bishneidim Yakum Dover by Mammon, and Kimatsuba Ervas Dover, so we learn Dover Dover, that just like when it comes to Eidim Levar Hadava. Just like if you have a Shailen, Dinim Mamanis, there's a Sichsuch, there's a conflict between two people as to whether Reuven is chayev money to Shimon, so then he has to bring Eidim to prove it. So just like when it comes to Dinim Mamanis, the way that we prove it is through Eidim. So too by Kiddushin, by Gittin, you need Eidim. Not just Eidim to prove whether a Kiddushin occurred or a Gerushin occurred. You need Eidim for the Chalos Gittin, for the Chalos Kiddushin. It's interesting. We're learning from Mammon, but a different type of Eidus. Now, when it comes to Kiddushin, if you don't have Eidim, B'shas Maisa Kiddushin, the whole Kiddushin doesn't work. Right? Even if the Chasan and Kala admit, even if they're moded that the Kiddushin, but it doesn't matter. You need Eidim at the time of the Kiddushin in order for the Kiddushin to be Chal. That's learned from Mammon. It's a different type of Eidus, but from Mammon we can learn that you need what's called Eidei Kiyum. Right? In Kiddushin you have Eidei Kiyum. In Dinei Mamonos you have Eidei Biru. Eidei Biru, Eidim to be Mevara, that Emes if there's a conflict later. By Kiddushin, no, the Eidim are Mekayim the Dover. Right? Without the Eidim, the whole Dover is just nothing. Right? The Kiddushin is null and void if there are no Eidim. What's the idea? What do you need Eidim? Suddenly, Ein Dover Sheba Ever Pachos Mishnayim. Ein Dover Sheba Ever Pachos Mishnayim. Not only the Bira, but even the Kiyum. Right? Kimotsuba Ervas Dover. Dover Dover. What kind of a strange idea is that? That you need Eidim for Kiyume Milsa by Kiddushin and Gerushin. The Chaim in his Sefer explains, and the Rav was very, very fond of quoting this, that the purpose of the Eidim by Gittin and Kiddushin is to raise the level of Das. That normally, Mekach u'Memka, you need a certain level of understanding, a certain level of agreement, of Rotzen. But Kiddushin and Gerushin, this is very serious business. So we want the Chosan and Kala to realize that it's serious. We want to raise their level of Das. So by doing the Maisa Kiddushin, the Maisa Gerushin, publicly, that raises the level of Das of the Chosan and Kala. So now it's a stronger Das. That's the need for Eidei Kiyum. It's not just the Xeris HaKosev Ba'alma, but the purpose of the Eidei Kiyum, the Eidei Mishas Maisa, not just to prove it later, the Eidei Mishas Maisa is to make the Chosan and Kala appreciate the seriousness of the Maisa that they're doing, and to realize they need a full Das, they need a real Ratzon, a strong Ratzon, a strong Das, not just the Das of Mekach u'Memka. The purpose of the Eidei Kiyum is to raise the level of seriousness of the Chasan and Kala. But that's only necessary if you're actually creating a Chalos at this moment. Chalos given the Kiddushin. If you're creating a Chalos of Ishus, creating a Chalos Gerushin, so at that moment, you need the Das of the Chas and Kala to be on a higher level, and that's why you would need Eidei Kiyum. So there's a Shaila raised by some of the Achronim. Or Sameach has this Shaila, Adam Meluim. Do you need Eidei Kiyum for Nisuin? Right, when the Chasin takes the Kala into the Cheder Yichud, do you need Eidei Kiyum for that? Do you need Eidei Kiyum when they go into the Chuppah? A Sofik. What's the Sofik? What's that all about? So the Rav wanted to suggest, and maybe it's based on this question, if you assume Kiddushin Yisuin are two different stages of the Kinyan Ishus, they're both Kinyanim. They're both a Chalos, they're creating a Chalos Ishus. It's just Kiddushin creates a half a Chalos Ishus, which is Nogeh for certain Dinim. Yisuin creates a Chalos Ishus, which is Nogeh for other Dinim. So then you should need Eidei Kiyum for both. They're both Kinyanim. They're both Kinyanim. So if the rule is, Ein Davar Sheva Erev Pachos Mishnayim, whenever you do a Kinyan of Ishus, you need Eidim. So then you should need Eidim for Nisun, just like you need Eidim for Kiddushin. But if you assume Nisun is not a separate Kinyan, the Kinyan Ishus is consummated B'shas Kiddushin. That's the critical moment. Kiddushin is the critical moment. It's just there's an impediment to the Kinyan Kiddushin from being Chal completely. She's not B'vei Sabal. So if she's not B'vei Sabal, the Kinyan Kiddushin is not going to effectuate everything in the Ishus. But all Nisun is, it's just a matzab, it's just a circumstance, a situation to remove the impediment for the Kinyan Kiddushin, so it could be that you don't need Eidei Kiyum B'Shas Nisun. Because the Chalos Ishus was actually effectuated B'Shas Kiddushin. It's just it's waiting to be Chal completely. But that's the critical moment. That was the critical Maisa that's really effectuating the full Kinyan Ishus. The Matzav, the circumstance that she's B'Vei Sabal, That's not effectuating anything. That's just removing the impediment that prevents the Kinyan Kedushin from being Chal. So if that's the understanding, then the only time that you would need Eidei Kiyum is by the Kedushin. As long as you have Eidei Kiyum by the Kedushin, then whenever she enters Bevei Sabal, that Kinyan Kedushin is going to be Chal completely. You had Eidim. They realize that it's serious. They realize that they just have to fulfill a Tanai. Right? They just have to fulfill a Tanai that she's Bevei Sabal, and then the Kinyan Kedushin is going to be Chal completely. It's no different than if someone's Mekadosh and Isha, I'll Tanai that it snows. Right? So the fact that it snows, that's just Tanai. So when there's no need to have Eidim on the Kiyum Tanai. Once the Tanai is fulfilled, so then the Kedushin are going to be Chal, because they had a measure of seriousness. They had a seriousness, B'Shav Kedushin. They realized that something serious is going to be Chal. And the fact that they had Eidim, B'Shav Kedushin, is going to be sufficient. Okay, so this is one nafkamina, perhaps, to the Rav's Yisod. That Eidei Kiyum might be necessarily only for the Kedushin, not for the Nisun, because the Nisun is not a separate Kinyan Ishus. The real Kinyan Ishus, all the Chalios, all the Halachas of Ishus are really Chal B'Shav B'Shas Kiddushin. They could be Chal B'Shas Kiddushin. It's just there's an impediment that she's not Bevei Sabal. Once you remove that impediment that she's Bevei Sabal, so then the Kinyan Kiddushin is going to be Chal completely. You only need Eidei Kiyum on the actual Kinyan, which is Kiddushin. The other issue that might hinge on this question is this Seder. Is it Ma'akev to have the Nisun after the Kiddushin or not? If you assume that Nisun is a separate Kinyan, then of course it has to come after the Kiddushin. It doesn't make any sense that the Shibudin and the Zuchuyos of the Baal towards his wife should be Chal before the Kiddushin is Chal. Because the Kiddushin is stage one, Nisuin is stage two. You can't have stage two before stage one. It just doesn't make any sense. You can't run to second base before you run to first base. It just doesn't work, at least in the baseball that I used to play. It just doesn't make any sense. You have to go to the first step first before you go to the second step. But if the pshat is that Nisuin just removes the impediment for the Kinyan Kiddushin, that's all it's doing. Right? So then, even if you do the Nisun first, even if you do a Maisa Chuppah first, that's not a problem. Because what happens then is when you do the Kiddushin will create all of the halachas of Ishus, Bivasachas. Once, if you remove the impediment before you got started, so then the Kinyan Kiddushin can be Chal completely. Right? And that's what happens over here. If you do Badekin first, so what have you done? You've set into motion that she should already be considered an Eishus Ish Bevei Sabal. But nothing has been chal yet because you haven't done the kinyan. The kinyan is the kinyan kedushin. But once you've set into motion that she should be viewed as an eishes ish bevei sabal b'shas kedushin, so at the moment that you do the ma'aseh kedushin, everything's going to be chal in one fell swoop. It's not really that you're doing a kinyan nisuin before a kinyan kedushin. You're doing nisuin, you're setting into motion that the kinyan kedushin can be chal completely. So then it'll be chal b'vasachas. That's what's meant when we say that you're doing the Seder, right? The opposite Seder, you're doing the Nisun before Kiddushin. It doesn't mean that you're creating the Chalos Nisun first. It's that you're setting into motion that the impediment doesn't exist, so the Kinyan Kiddushin can create all of the Halachos of Ishus in one fell swoop. So I thought if this is the understanding of Badekin, right? If the only way we can understand to do Badekin before the Kiddushin is to say like the Rav, right? That Nisun is just removing the impediment, I think this can explain an interesting halacha. We don't find that the Sadri Kiddushin are machmir to be miyached Eidim for the Badekin. At least I haven't found this. I haven't found that they designate Eidim for the Badekin. We designate Eidim for the Kiddushin, we designate Eidim for the Yichud, but for the Badekin we don't seem to designate Eidim. Now, designating Eidim is a shayla unto itself. Why do we designate Eidim? People see it anyway. Like, what's the problem? So we'll see. We'll talk about that in Mitzvah Shem. But there is an inyan to designate Eidim. But why for the Badekin do they not designate any Eidim? So some suggest, well, the whole designating of the Eidim is a chumrah unto itself. We'll have to understand why we designate Eidim. Why don't we just allow people to see? In Stamud they're going to be at least 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people are going to see. So some of them, you know, are kroven to the chasen kala. Some of them are psulim. But not everyone who sees it is going to be a apostle. Some stomach, you do have enough aidim. So we'll see. We'll see exactly why it's necessary. But that's a chumrah. The chumrah to be miyachid aidim, that's a chumrah. The fact that badekin is nisuin, it's also a chumrah. We don't really need badekin. We have chuppah. We have yichud. So we don't really need badekin. So some want to suggest, well, it's a chumrah al gabi chumrah. To be miyachid edim for the badekin, since it's only a chumrah that the badekin is treated like nisuin, and yichud edim is also only a chumrah, you don't have to be machmer so much. So that's why they're not miyachid edim. They don't designate edim for the badekin. But I thought, based on the Rav, Maybe there's a svar to say that being miyachid Eidim for the Badekin really doesn't make any sense. Because maybe you don't need Eidim for the Badekin Bechla.
Why?
Because if you assume Badekin is Nisuin, what's stance are you taking in the Shaila of the nature of Nisuin? Are you assuming Nisuin is a Kenyan? It's Kenyan stage two? Or are you assuming that Nisuin is just removing the impediment for the Kenyan Kiddushin? If you're saying Badekin is Nisuin, then perforce you're saying that Nisuin is not an independent Kenyan. It's just removing the impediment for the Kenyan Kiddushin. And that's why the order of Nisuin and Kiddushin can be reversed. Right? So anyone who assumes that the Badekin can count as Nisuin is not assuming that Nisuin is a separate Kenyan. Kiddushin is Kenyan 1, Nisuin is Kenyan 2, and they accomplish different things. No, it couldn't be, because if that's the case, you can't do Nisuin before Kiddushin. Because Kenyan number 2 can't come before Kenyan number 1. So anyone who's being machmir to assume Badekin is Nisuin is going like the Rav, is assuming that Nisuin just removes the impediment for the Kenyan Kiddushin. So that's why the Seder can be reversed, because when the Seder is taka reversed, what you're doing is you're simply removing the impediment before you got started. So when you do the Kiddushin, everything is going to be chal b'vasachas. Right? So clearly, anyone who is treating Badekin as Nisuin is assuming, like the Rav, that Nisuin is not an independent Kenyan. If Nisuin is not an independent Kenyan, do you need Eidim for it? Do you need Eidim for it? You shouldn't need Eidim either, because those two questions are dependent on each other. If you say that the Seder can be reversed, then you should also hold that Nisuin does not require Eidikim, because Eidikim is only necessary on a Kenyan of Ishus. If you're creating a Chalos, the Nisuin is not creating the Chalos, the Kenyan Kedushin is creating the Chalos. Once the impediment is Taka removed, then the Chalos can be Chal completely. Right? The Chalos Ishus can be Chal completely. But it's not like the Nisuin is accomplishing something, it's just removing a negative which allows the Kenyan Kedushin to be Chal. So the two shitas can't sit together. If you hold that Badekin is Nisuin, you can't assume that you need Eidikim for Nisuin, because that's a stirim in Eyube. Because if you assume that the Seder is not Ma'akeh, then you're claiming that Nisuin is not an independent Kinyan. If it's not an independent Kinyan, it doesn't need Eidikim. So the reason why we're Miyachid Eidim for the Yichud is because if the Yichud is Nisuin, it could be that the Nisuin really is an independent Kinyan, and then maybe I need Eidikim for that. But for the Badekin, it makes no sense to be Miyachid Eidim, because if we're Machmed that the Badekin is the Nisuin, and we're doing that before the Kiddushin, then clearly we're not assuming that Nisuin is the Kinyan. So we're straddling both sides of the fence. We have Chumras for both sides. But on the side that the Badekin is Nisuin, it's not an independent Kinyan. It just removes the impediment for the Kinyan Kiddushin. If that's the case, it doesn't need Eidim Bechlau. It's not just that you don't have to be Miyachid Eidim, that you don't have to designate Eidim. No one has to see it. It's not, right? There's no need for Eidim over here. So if there's no need for Eidim, so then there certainly is no need to designate the Eidim, to separate them from the Psulim. We'll talk about the details. But you don't have to designate Eidim, say, these are the Eidim Badekim. What do you need to designate Eidim? There's no need to have Eidikim for the Badekim Bechlal, according to this. Because if you're doing it before the Kiddushin, then clearly you're assuming it's just taking away the impediment for the Kinyan Kiddushin. There's only a necessity to have Eidim for the Kiddushin. For the Yichud, we're machmer to have Eidim, because if we're doing it after the Kiddushin, maybe we're taking the other approach. Maybe we're assuming that Nisuin is really a Kinyan, it's Kinyan stage 2, and you should need Eidikim for that. But that's only shy for the Yichud, it wouldn't be shy for the Badekin. Yes?
So for Chuppah, we apply the same svar as Badekin?
So Chuppah could be, right, since they're still standing under the Chuppah after the Kiddushin. Look, if they see the Kiddushin, they see the Chuppah. It's like at one fell swoop. But Eidim are standing under the Chuppah too. So we don't talk about, you know, Yichud Eidim for Chuppah, right? Because it's there. It's the same time. But to be Miyachid Eidim for the Yichud, that's a Tircha.
Yeah.
Right, it's a Tircha. You have to find the Eidim, and then they have to run through all the other people dancing. It's not so pashit. You know, they shouldn't get trampled on. You know, and they have to stay there a little bit. You know, so that's a Tircha, right? But, you know, having Eidim at the Chuppah, you don't have to tell people that they're Eidim for the Chuppah. It's clear. They come up for the Kiddushin. Obviously, they see them under the chuppah, very, you know, if it's a nice chuppah, they'll even look around a little bit. You know? I mean, it's pretty obvious that it's under the chuppah. It happens all at one fell swoop. But Badekin's before the Kiddushin. So if Badekin's before the Kiddushin, it could be there's no need to have Eidim for that, because having Eidim, that's a stira. If you can do the Nisum before the Kiddushin, by definition, you're saying it's not a Kenyan, it's just a removal of the impediment for the Kenyan Kiddushin. So then there should be no purpose to have Eidim for the Badekin.